很高兴见到弟兄姐妹。
It's very cool. I'm very glad to see everybody again here.
我相信今天这个信息是最高的一个信息。
Think
为
is
什
it
么？因为我是上个礼拜我回来的时候，我是在高空上写的这个信息。
Because I read this message present today on the plane.
我当时也很激动，我想回到弟兄姐妹中间来给大家分享这个信息。
Yeah, I'm very excited to come back to share this message with everybody here.
主内平安。所以感谢弟兄姐妹一直来能够来耐心听我分享的一些信息。
All right, thank you all for listening patiently.
前面两次我给大家分享了一个圣灵果子中间的一个忍耐。
In the past two times I shared with you about the one fruit of the Holy Spirit, patience.
那今天呢，我想继续跟大家来看另外一个果子，就是恩慈。
So today we'll look at another fruit, which is called kindness.
其实忍耐和恩慈是常常是连在一起的。
In fact, patience and kindness often go together.
就是当我们在教会或者家庭人际关系中有与人相处的时候。
Like when we live and interact with others in church or the family or others.
难免会有一些不同的意见，
So we'll sometimes have different opinions.
难免会有一些摩擦和碰撞。
There also can be a conflict or a friction.
那遇到这些事情的时候，其实忍耐是先是约束自己。
So when this happens, patience means we first control ourselves.
不轻易发怒，
We do not get angry easily.
也不急着去报复。
And we do not rush to take a revenge.
但是恩慈是更进一步。
But kindness goes further.
不只是忍下来，
Not only holding back.
而是主动的以善去待人，
It also means we treat others well on purpose.
是用恩典来回应伤害，
We respond to hurt with grace.
那用爱心来回应这个人家的亏欠。
And then we answer wrongs with love.
换句话说，其实忍耐是不以恶报恶。
In other words, patience means we do not repay evil with evil.
那恩慈就是以善胜恶。
Then kindness means we overcome evil with good.
那俗语讲是忍耐是不还手。
Patience means we do not fight back.
恩慈是讲究你伸出你的手。
Kindness means we reach out with our hands.
那我们今天要一起来思想的经文是在加拉太书的第3章15节到22节。
So today we're going to look at Galatians chapter 3, 15 to 22.
那这段经文虽然讲的最主要是关于律法，
This chapter mainly talk about laws.
那也讲到应许和恩典。
It also help to see how rich, also talk about the promise and grace.
那从这里可以看出来，神要给我们的这么恩慈是多么的丰富。
It also help us to understand how rich and great God tenders this.
那下面我先用中文来攻读神的话语。加拉太书3章15到22节，弟兄们，我且要照着人的常话说，虽然是人的文约，若已经立定了，就没有能够废弃和加增的。所应许的原是向亚伯拉罕和他子孙说，神并不是说众子孙，指的许多人，乃是说你那一个子孙，指着一个人，就是基督。我是这么说，神预先所立的约不能被那430年以后的律法废掉，叫应许归于虚空。因为承受产业若本乎律法，就不本乎应许。但神是借着凭着应许把产业赐给亚伯拉罕。这样说来，律法有是为什么有的呢？原来是为过犯天上的等候那蒙应许的子孙来到，并且是借天使。经中保之手设立的，但中保原不为一面做的，神却是一位。这样，律法是与神的应许反对吗？断乎不是。若承传一个能叫人得生的律法，亦就诚然本乎律法了。但圣经把所有人都圈在罪里面，使所应许的福因信耶稣基督归给那信的人。那接下去我叫启动用英文来念这段经文。
It reads together. So from verse 15, brothers, sisters, let me take an example from everyday life. just as no one can set aside or add a human can vengeance that has been duly established. So it's in this case, the promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. Scripture does not say "and to seed," meaning many people, but "and to your seed," meaning one person who is Christ. Well, I mean, this is the law introduced 403 years later does not set aside the covenant previously established by God and thus do away with the promise. For if the inheritance depends on the law, then it's no longer depends on the promise, but God in this grace gave it to Abraham through a promise. So why then was the law given at all? It was added because of transgression and to the seed to whom the promise refer had come. So the law was given through angels and entrusted to the mediator. A mediator, however, implies more than one party, but God is one. Is the law therefore opposed to the promise of God? Absolutely not. For if a law has been given that could impart life, then righteousness would certainly have come by the law. But Scripture has locked up everything under the control of sin, so that what was promised, being given through faith in Jesus Christ, might be given to those who believe.
我们一同来低头做一个简短
Let's
的
pray
祷告。
together.
亲爱的阿巴父，
Dear Heavenly Father,
感谢你赐下这些宝贵的话语，
Thank you for giving us your precious word.
啊，可以成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
It's a lamp for our feet and a light for our path.
啊，感谢你提醒我们，既然是因着圣灵，我们得了这个新的生命。
Thank you for reminding us that since we have received new life by the Spirit,
我们也当靠着圣灵来结出生命的果子来。
we also live by the Spirit and bear fruit of the Spirit.
感谢你借着保罗写给加勒太教会的这样一封书信，
So thank you for teaching us through Paul's letter to the Galatians.
再次教导我们什么是真正的福音，
Tell us what the true gospel is.
什么是真正属灵的生命。
What the true spiritual life looks like.
那今天，当我们来一起来思考这个恩赐、这个圣灵果子的时候，
So today, as we think about the fruit of kindness,
求圣灵就亲自来开启我们的这个心，
So we ask the Holy Spirit, please open our hearts.
引导我们来明白你的话语，
Get us to understand your word
也帮助我们活出你的话来。
to help us live it out.
愿讲的人和听的人都同蒙造就。
May both the one who speaks and those who listen
让
will
我们
be
在
blessed.
教会的生活里面能够彼此恩待，
Help us treat one another with kindness in church life,
在爱中建立基督的这个身体，
to build the body of Christ in love,
的教会能够得以增长。
so the church can grow.
愿让主耶稣的这个荣美在我们这里面彰显出来。
May the beauty of our Lord Jesus may be seen among us.
感谢祷告都是奉靠主耶稣的名
Amen.
，Amen。就恩慈的，它的第一个特点，如果你仔细看的话，
So the first characteristic of kindness is this.
就是它是在律法还颁下来之前实行的一个恩典，
It's a grace come before the law.
也就是说，律法还没有颁布下来的时候，神的恩典已经临到了人的身上。
Is that before the law was given, God's grace has already come to
那
people.
保罗在这里面提醒我们，他说，神先于亚伯拉罕立约的时候。
So Paul reminds us here, God first made a covenant with Abraham.
他是先赐下应许，然后再后来在摩西颁下他的律法。
He gave him the promise first, and later did the law came through Moses.
因为在亚伯拉罕的那个时代的时候，西乃山上还没有颁下律法，
Because in Abraham's time, there's no law as Mount Sinai yet.
甚至以色列的国都还没有被建立。
And the nation of Israel has not been formed.
但是神已经赐下他的应许。
But God already promised.
就是要借着亚伯拉罕，他要把这个福气赐给他的后裔和万国和万民。
So through Abraham and his offspring, all nations would be blessed.
而且保罗在这里特别的指出，他说这个后裔是指着基督做的。
And Paul points out that offspring refers to Christ.
也就是说，神早就在定义，他要借着主耶稣。
So that means that God already planned to bring salvation.
要把救恩、救福气和赐给万国和万民，
And this is for all people through the Lord Jesus.
所以这里让我们看到，就是说神与人的这个关系，它起头并不是律法。
This help us understand the relationship between God and us did not begin with the law,
相反，它是一个恩典，
but it's from grace.
不是靠着人的这个行为，而是神主动的一个应许和怜悯。
It's not from a human effort, but with God's promise and mercy.
也保罗在这里面特别的强调，因着圣灵的启示，他说，指出来这个是指着亚伯兰的一个子孙来讲。
So Paul points out that scripture does not speak of many offspring, but one offspring.
也就是指向耶稣基督，
This refers to Jesus Christ.
也就是远在律法颁下之前，甚至在世界被建立之前，
So long before the law was given, even before the world began.
神就在基督耶稣里面定下了这个应许，
God have ultimately his plan in Jesus Christ.
就要把这个恩典赐给我们这些圣徒，
He still give grace to us.
让我们这个身在基督里的这些圣徒。
And later become his holy people in Christ.
就是保罗特别强调说，这些果子啊，所谓圣灵的果子，
So this shows that God promised and grows fruit.
它不是人结出来的生命的果子。
So it's not from a human being.
他不停的强调说，不是靠自己的努力能够长出来的果子。
They're not produced by our own effort.
就换一句话说，不是说我们要先结出果出来，然后才去得那个圣灵。
In other words, it's not we first produce a fruit and then receive the
而
Spirit.
是我们要先去领受这个圣灵的这个生命，
Instead, we receive a new life first.
那圣灵在里面慢慢就可以结出这些果子来。
And then Spirit slowly produces a fruit in us.
那就像是一棵苹果树，不是要拼命的努力才可以长出苹果来，
It's like an apple tree does not try very hard to become apple tree.
而是它本身就是一个苹果树。
It's because it's the apple tree itself.
所以我们在信主的时候，圣灵在我们里面，
In the same way, after believing in the Lord, the Holy Spirit lives in us.
那他的恩慈、忍耐、温柔，他就会结出这些生命的果子来。
Then kindness, patience, gentleness will slowly grow in our lives.
那就是圣经里面讲说，因为我们爱，是因为神先爱我们。
Bible says we love because he first loved us.
不是我们先有恩慈，而是我们先去领受神的这个恩慈，
It's not we love the God first, but God love us first.
然后才可以把这份恩慈活出来。
They were able to live it out.
因为早在创世纪的第二章，如果你去看的时候，你会发现神的恩典在前，命令在后的这样一个原则。
In Genesis chapter 2, it says that grace comes first, then come out.
神对亚当就讲说：“园中各样的树上的果子，你都可以随意吃。
God says to Adam, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden.
”也这是极其丰富的一个恩典。
What a rich grace it is.
神没有先提出一大堆要求，
God did not begin with many demands.
而是先把丰盛的这个供应要赐给他，
He first gave Adam abundant provision.
然后才神再颁下一条命令。
And then God has a come on here.
他说：“只是分别善恶树上的果子，你不可以吃。
But you must not eat from the tree
”
of
所以
the
你可以
day.
想象，在众多可以吃的这个果子里面，只有一棵树是被禁止的。
Among so many trees there was eat from, only one was not allowed.
神这样做不是要来为难亚当，
God did this not make his life harder,
而是给他一个顺服与否的一个选择。
but to give him a choice whether to obey or not.
那如果亚当来顺服神，他就可以继续活在这个生命和福乐中间。
So he gave people free will so they could respond to him in love and obedience.
那这个自由的意志，他就给他一个选择。
So he then gave Adam a choice.
但如果他背逆神的时候，他就必须承担罪所带来的这个死亡的后果。
If he disobeyed, he would face the result of sin, death.
所以你从这个地方开始，从起初开始，神就先施下恩典。然后再提出要求。
So we can clearly see from here, God first give grace and then come out.
那先是有丰富的赐予，然后再有顺服的这个呼召。
First comes a rich blessing and then the call to follow him.
那中国常话讲说，这个家和万事兴。
We all see it like this way. When family live in harmony, everything goes well.
那这句话讲的是不错的。
This is true.
但是呢，我们也知道，就是说任何一个家庭。
But also know that in every family,
那不和的时候其实是常常的，
there could also be a conflict.
就夫妻之间会有意见的不同。
It happened between husband and wives.
那父母与儿女之间又经常会有摩擦，
And also, parents' children may also have
甚
friction.
至在教会里面，弟兄姐妹之间也会有很多的误会。
And brother and sister here, we also have misunderstandings.
但是神的教导说，你们要恩慈相待。
But God teaches, be kind and compassionate to one another.
那为什么呢？
Why that?
因为我们的神，他本身就是本性就是充满恩慈的神。
Because this is the kind of God we have.
他说神有怜悯，
He's full of mercy.
他面对我们的悖逆，他不轻易发怒。
Even when we are disobeyed, he doesn't become angry.
他有恩典，即使是我们不配得的。
And he's full of grace, even though we do not deserve it.
他体谅我们的软弱，他把要丰富的慈爱要赐给我们。
He understands our weakness and still gives us his rich love.
正因为神是这样的恩待我们，
Because God treated us with such a kindness.
所以他也希望我们用这样的恩慈来对待弟兄姐妹。
He also wants us to treat others with kindness too.
说弟兄姐妹，我们是承受极大的这个恩典的圣徒。
So, brothers and sisters, we are people who have received a great grace and from God.
你如果仔细想，这个恩典不是一点点的帮助，
This grace is not only a little help or discomfort,
一点点的安慰，
a little discomfort. I said a little comfort.
而是一个是出死入生，又赐给我们丰盛生命的这个恩典。
It's a grace that brings us from death to life and give us a full and abundant life.
所以我们每天要思想主耶稣在我们身上的这个恩典。
So everybody need to think about the grace of our Lord.
思想他是怎样的赦免我们、
How he forgave us,
忍耐我们、
is patient with us,
能扶持我们。
and support us.
一个真正经历过这样恩典的人，生命自然的就会流露出来慈爱的性情。
A person who truly experienced God's grace would naturally begin to show love and kindness in his life.
所以神的怜悯、
So God's mercy
他的仁爱，
is a love
也会从我们的身上流露出来。
will flow out from our life.
这不是因为有人要求我们这样做，
It's not because someone forced us to do this.
也不是一些律法来规定我们要这样做，
It's not because the law tells us to do that.
而是因为我们先承受了神的慈恩慈，所以就活出恩慈来。
It's because we have first received God's kindness and then we're able to live out the same kindness in our lives.
在我们家里面，我们儿女是神赐给我们的一个产业。
So children are a gift from God's families.
那生养众多，遍满全地，也是神起初的一个心意。
Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth was God's plan from the beginning.
这次回到中国的时候，我看到一个很普遍的一个现象，
During my visit this time to China, I noticed a common situation.
特别是在大城市，
Especially in the large cities.
许多年轻人，无论是男生还是女生，他们都选择不结婚。
Either a man or woman that choose not to marry.
这已经成为一个非常让人关注的一个社会的一个现象。
This is because something society has to pay attention to.
那对于我们这个作为神的儿女来讲，这不仅仅是一个社会的问题，
So for us as God's children, that's not only a social issue.
也关系到我们是怎么样来看待神给我们的这个安排和旨意。
It also related to how we understand God's will and His plan.
因为当人越来越只是关注自己的，按照自己的想法来生活的时候，
So when people choose to live only according to their own ideas,
不愿意去接受神给我们设立的这样一个秩序的时候，
they are not willing to accept the order God has set.
那我们自己的生命往往很难进入这个神要给我们预备的这个丰富。
It's difficult for a life to enter into the fullness God has prepared.
那与此同时的时候，神也往往是借着这个家庭来婚姻或者下一代来个继续我们的这个信仰。
At the same time, God often uses family marriage and the next generation to pass the faith,
要去见证我们的恩典，
to show the grace,
扩展神的这个国度。
to expand His kingdom.
所以，我们有的时候要继续认真的去思想这个问题，
So we need to think of this carefully.
自己是不是愿意去信靠神的这个带领，
Are we willing to trust God's guidance?
接受他在我们生命中的一个安排和托付，
And they accept his plan and calling in our lives,
包括是结婚生孩子。
include the marriage and also having kids.
但是我们这些在这里面做，在家里做父母亲的，
And the parents also, as in the family,
特别要在家里面活出恩慈来。
we also need to live our kindness in our families.
很有意思的是，保罗写给以弗所教会的时候，
In Paul's letter to the Ephesians，
他讲到父母怎么对待儿女的时候，特别有一句劝勉的话。
he has a special sentence on the parents.
他说：“不要惹儿女的气。
So do not exasperate your children.
”这意思不是说父母不能管教儿女，
This doesn't mean parents should not discipline their children.
而是不要轻易发怒。
It means that we should not become angry so easily.
不要总是责备，
So should not always blame or criticize them.
要有恩典忍耐。
So they need to show grace and patience.
也对待儿女来讲，说保罗讲说，我们意思是要多鼓励，
So this also applies to teaching like this.
也不
Encourage
轻
more.
看，不放弃。
Do not look down and do not give up.
所有的儿女都有软弱的时候，
So everybody has the weakness part.
但我们却要去陪伴他们。
And we stay with them.
儿女有失败的时候，
And when they fail,
我们要去扶持他们，
we support them.
不要停止告诉他们我们是爱他们的。
So never stop telling them we love them.
更要紧的是，不要停止提醒他们，
And never stop reminding them that
神爱他们。
God loves them.
因为很多时候，一个孩子他能够重新站起来，
I said that many times a child can stand up again.
不是因为听到了很多的责备。
Not because they hear more correction.
而是他们应该知道，就是自己仍然被爱，仍然被接纳。
Because they still know they are still loved and accepted.
神看人，他不像人看人。
God does not see people the way people see others.
人常常去看他的外表，
We often look at the outward appearance.
我们会去看成绩，看能力，
Look at achievements and ability.
但神更看重里面的内心。
But God looks at the heart.
神把这些孩子赐给我们，
God has given the children to us
让他们出生成长在我们这个家庭里面，
and place our kids in our families.
里面有神特别的旨意和安排。
So this is because God's a special plan and purpose.
但是我们今天还看不明白，
I mean, today we still do not understand.
有的时候也不知道神将来要怎样来用他们。
So we do not know how God will use them in the future.
但是我们即使不知道具体的计划在什么地方的时候，我们还是可以相信
Even we do not know God's exact plan, we still can trust.
神所做的一切都有他美好的旨意。
Everything he does has a good purpose.
他最终的目的就是要在这些孩子的身上来彰显自己的荣耀。
And in the end is to show his glory.
那圣经里面讲说，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
Bible also says love is patient, love is kind.
恩慈不只是讲人的一个好脾气，
Kindness is not just like person good personality.
而是神的爱在我们生命里的一个流露。
It's a God love flowing out in our lives.
当我们在主里面活出恩慈的时候，其实是活出主耶稣的一个样式来。
When we live with kindness in the Lord, we are actually living out the life of Jesus.
我在这里讲到说，这个恩慈其实是在律法之前的一个恩典。
So this is here, kindness also being seen as a grace before the law.
是神应许之爱的一个表现。
It shows God's promise of love.
神不是要先向我们提出一些要求来，
So God does not first give us rules.
而是先把他的爱就是无条件的赐给我们。
Instead, he gives us his love.
正因为如此，我们也应该要用同样的方式去用爱去对待身边的人。
Because of this, we should also use love to treat other people around us.
那圣经说，爱是能遮盖所很多的罪。
Bible says love covers over many sins.
那一个人的软弱跌倒的时候，最需要的往往不是责备，
When a person is weak and false, what they need is most is not a blame,
而是爱和扶持。
but it's love and support.
因为只有在爱里面，他这个生命才可以被恢复，
Because only in love, life can be restored.
也能够继续的成长。
Only in love, it can continue to grow.
当神带领的以色列百姓离开埃及。
So when God led people of Israel out of Egypt,
原本可以很快的带着他们进入应许之地，
they could have entered the promised land quickly.
但是因为这些百姓的不信，
Because the people did not believe yet,
结果在旷野就漂流了40年。
they wander in the wilderness for 40 years.
所以后来在西乃山上，神就借着摩西把律法赐给以色列人。
Later at Mount Sinai, God gave the law to Israel through Moses.
从亚伯拉罕领得到应许到这个律法，总共花了430年。
And from the time Abraham received the promise and the time law was given, that was 430 years.
所以保罗在这里面特别的提出说，这后来赐下的律法，并不是要废掉神先前所立的约。
So Paul pointed out here, law was given later, did not cancel the covenant God has already made.
也就是说，以色列百姓当时他能够去承受产业，进入迦南美地，
So the people of Israel did not receive the inheritance into the good land of Canaan.
甚至在将来能够领受神永远的这个生命。
Or again, eternal life in God's kingdom.
所以根本不是因为他们能够把这个律法履行的完美，
It's not because they kept the law so well.
而是神他说他会信实的去持守他的应许。
It's because God is faithful and keep his promise.
因为我们看到，就是说，神的恩慈，它不仅仅是在律法之前就已经显明出来，
So we can see that God kindness was shown before the law.
就是在律法以后，神仍然凭着恩典和应许对待他的百姓。
And even after the law, God still treats his people according to grace and promise.
就是说，人的失败不能废掉神的信实。
So human failure cannot cancel God's faithfulness.
人的这个软弱，它不能够拦住神的一个成就。
And human weakness cannot stop God's grace from being fulfilled.
从律法这个本身来讲，它是神对人行为的一个要求。
So the law itself is God's requirement for human behavior.
它的功用是告诉我们什么是对的，什么是错的。
It can tell us what's right and what's wrong.
但是它不能够真正的改变人的这个心。
But it cannot just truly change a person's heart.
所以，即使是使徒保罗，对于摩西律法，他的认识远远超过我们中间所有的人。
Even Paul understood the law of Moses better than many people.
但是在神的这个圣灵的光照之下，他仍然发出一个感叹，
Yet under God's light, he still said this way.
就是立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
所以可见，问题它不是在于人知不知道该怎么做，
This shows that the problem is not that what people does not know what to do,
而是在于人他没有力量去做。
but because they don't have the power to do it.
他律法它可以促使我们去立下志愿，
The law can encourage us to want what to do good.
可以指出来我们应该去行的这个路，
Also can show us the right way.
但是却没有这个行善的这个能力。
But it cannot put the power to do our good inside us.
圣经这里面讲到说，真正行善的能力必须从心里边发出来，
The power to do good must come from the heart.
这就是这个关键，就是这个能力不是从律法产生的，
It's important that the power does not come from the law.
而是从神所赐的这个新生命和圣灵的工作发出来。
But it's coming from a new life God gave us and the work of the Holy Spirit within us.
所罗门王是世上少有的智慧人。
So King Solomon was a man of great wisdom.
因为他又拥有了很极大的这个资源和他人生的经历，
He has many resources and a much life experience.
但后来他在传道书里面讲说，时尚行善而不犯罪的艺人，世上实在没有。
But he still said, "There's no one on earth who is righteous, no one who does what is right and never sins."
所以这让我们看到，再有智慧的人也不得不承认他的软弱和他的败坏。
So this helps to see that wisest people still admit human weakness and sin.
后来保罗同样也讲过一句话，说世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
对吧？And then the malice to good can also show the sin, but cannot truly stop people from sinning.
甚至他很坦诚地讲说，我也知道在我的肉体里面没有良善。
He also says, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God."
圣经一再地提醒我们，就说人最大的问题不是不知道善。
The Bible reminds us again.
而是没有能力持续行善。
Our greatest problem is not what we do not know what is good, but we do not have the power to keep it doing good.
神的一个恩赐，他却要领着我们来回转。
So, and then God's mercy is to change our life from within.
他要做一个恢复的工作。
He does the work to restore us.
所以圣经里面讲说，神的恩慈是领你悔改。
So Bible says that God's kindness is to intend to lead you to repentance.
就很多时候，人不是不知道自己有问题。
Many times we do not know we have problems.
那就像你在一个很寒冷的这个冬天，
It's like in the cold winter.
那如果有刺骨的这个冬天的风吹来的时候，
And when the freezing wind blows.
人往往会把这个棉衣裹得更紧一些，
So we pull our coats tighter and wrap ourselves more closely.
自己裹得很严实，但仍然感受不到温暖。
But we still do not feel warm.
那只有当那个温暖的阳光晒下来，放在身上的时候，人才会慢慢的放松下来。
Only the warm sunshine shines on them, and they slowly relax.
那甚至愿意去脱下这个厚重的外衣，
And even willing to take off their heaven coats
来享受阳光赐给的温暖。
to enjoy the warmth.
同样，人在责备和定罪的面前，
So in the same way, when people face blame and judgment,
常常会把自己封闭起来。
they often close themselves off.
但是，当神的恩赐临到的时候，
But when God's kindness comes,
人感受被接纳，
and people feel accepted,
才愿意敞开心门，
I want to open their hearts,
承认自己的软弱，
admit their weakness,
那回到神的面前来领受真正的一个恢复。
and return to God so can be truly restored.
我们对待他人的这个恩赐，也应当像神的这个光一样。
So we should also know kindness to others like God's light.
要照在人众人的面前，
To shine before everyone.
我们所能给的这些恩赐，不仅仅要不能限制在自己的家人里面、朋友里面，
Kindness does not limit to our family friends.
也不能只在我们教会的弟兄姐妹中间，
Also does not limit to brothers and sisters.
应当领到那些跟我们不熟悉的人，
Also for people who do not know.
甚至是那些不容易相处的人。
So even those who are hard to get along with.
所以主耶稣讲说：“你们的光也应当这样照在人前。
Jesus said, "Let your light shine before others."
”当我们用这些恩赐去对待人的时候，用爱心去帮助人的时候，
We treat people with kindness and help them with love.
别人就看见我们这些不只是我们的好行为，
Others just not just seeing our good actions.
他更会看见我们中间里面有一个和这个世界不同的生命。
They will also see we have a different kind of life inside us.
人就知道我们是属主的人，
So in that way, people know that we belong to the Lord.
那并且将荣耀归给我们在天上的父。
And they give glory to our Father in heaven.
所以在箴言里面就讲到说，你的仇敌若是饿了，就给他饭吃。
This paragraph, I did not have the translation. Sorry.
这热渴了，他说你要给他水喝。
If you are thirsty and give them water,
那这些就是说，曾经伤害过我们的人，我们要把恩赐赐给他们。
It means that even the people who had hurt us also still give them a.
我们这样做的时候，不是因为他配得。
Then we do this is not because they deserve this.
而是因为我们知道，我们是领受了同样的恩赐。
Isn't because our life also has God's mercy.
所以，我们把这样恩赐给人家的时候，如果他的心被感动，
If we give them to them and then they got moved.
对方愿意悔改，
So, and then other people like to,
神就得了这个荣耀。
then this gave our Father Heaven glory.
那如果他们仍然坚持不悔改，
If they still do not correct themselves,
我们就尽了自己当尽的本分。
we have done our job.
那将来神公义的审判就显出神的荣耀来。
And then in later, judgment will be glorified.
当然，恩慈并不是叫我们去放纵，
Then kindness is not the same as when people do whatever they want.
那也不是要去溺爱。
It's not the same as overrate children's
那
sins.
恩慈它是律法之后的这个恩典，
Kindness is a grace after the law.
就是保罗所讲的说，我们要同时要看见神的恩慈和严厉。
So just as Paul says, we must see both God's kindness and his.
神的这个恩慈本身在于原本我们因为罪是应该受到审判，
So God kindness is like this, even though we should be just for our sins.
那如今却因着主耶稣基督的救赎，罪得赦免，
Now through redemption of the Lord Jesus Christ,
我们可以得到永生。
we receive eternal life.
神的严厉，他是显明在十字架上，
So God's severity is shown on the cross.
因为他主耶稣他自己亲自担当我们应该承受的一个惩罚。
Because Lord Jesus took the punishment that we deserved.
所以每次我们看见十字架的时候，其实是提醒我们，
And then the cross shows us every time.
神不是轻看罪。
God does not take the shame lightly.
而是他已经付上了极大的代价来赦免罪，
Instead, he paid a great price to forgive sin.
因此神的恩慈他并不是让我们继续可以活在罪里面，
So God's kindness does not allow people to continue living in sin.
而是要引人离开这个罪，
It leads people to turn away from sin and turn to God.
让他归向神。
I return to God.
如果人拒绝主的一个救恩的时候，坚持活在罪里面，
If a person rejects the Lord's salvation and continues living in sin
那不肯悔改，
without repenting,
那么最终他仍然要为自己的罪承担这个责任。
they will still have to be responsible for their sin in the end.
所以恩慈的它本身不是要取消这个真理，
Kindness does not remove truth.
而是在真理中赐下这个怜悯，
They gave a mercy within truth.
不是要去放任这个犯罪，
It does not allow sin to continue,
而是要给人一个回转的一个机会。
but give people a chance to turn back.
所以主耶稣他在遇到那个犯奸淫的这个妇人的时候，他说："我也不定你的罪
So Jesus said to the woman caught in adultery, "Neither do I condemn you."
了。"这就是恩慈。
And this is a kindness.
但是他在接下去的一句话说："去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
And then he said, "Go now and live your life of
”
sin."
这就是真理。
This is the truth.
那同样在别人犯罪得罪我们的时候，
So in the same way, when others sin against us,
我们要在恩慈里面饶恕他们，
we should forgive them with kindness.
但是也要用爱心说诚实话。
We also speak the truth in love.
爱不是放纵，
So love is not letting people do whatever they want.
恩慈也不是纵容。
Kindness is not allowing wrong to continue.
那就像生病的人常常需要特别的照顾，
It's like a sick person, they always need a special care.
但是你不能任由他做伤害身体的一个事情。
But we cannot let them keep doing things that harm their body.
那这次我回中国的时候，最主要是去看望我生病的妈妈。
To this, I want to China is meant to visit my mom.
她中风了以后，其实有很多的糖尿病、高血压。
After she had a stroke, she had a lot of complications, diabetes and high blood pressure.
许多她喜欢吃的东西就不能再吃了。
And there are many foods that she likes, but she cannot eat anymore.
作为儿女，其实我们当然希望她开心。
As a kid, we of course want her to be happy.
但我更希望他能够健康，
But also we want her to be healthy.
所以在我们在爱心里要鼓励他能够正确的饮食，其实是需要智慧和祷告。
So how to encourage her to keep her right diet also require wisdom and prayer.
对人恩慈，并不是说我看不见别人的问题，
So showing kindness to others does not mean we cannot see their problems.
而是要放下自己的定罪。
Instead, we let go of judging them,
要把审判和管教的这个主权要交给神，
but trust God with judgment and discipline.
因为只有神知道人的内心，
Because only God knows people's hearts.
而且他也有最好的时间和最合适的方式来管教人。
He has the best time and the right way to deal with another person.
我们所要做的不是要急着去论断，
What we do is not adjust quickly,
而是在言语或者态度上要去显出神的恩慈来。
but to show God's kindness in our words and attitudes.
所以圣经讲说，回答柔和，使怒消退。
Bible says a gentle answer turns away wrath.
许多时候就是一句恩慈的话，要比一句责备的话更能帮助人回转归向神。
Many times, kind words can also help the person turn back to God more than words of blame.
特别是当对方带着怒气过来的时候，我们要回答柔和。
Especially when the person is angry, we need to even more to answer gently.
要用恩慈去来代替定罪。
And we show kindness instead of judgment.
因为互相争论，往往只会使怒气越来越大，
Because argument often makes anger go stronger.
那造成更多更深的伤害。
It causes more and deeper hurts.
那相反，就是一句温柔的话，其实常常能够平息怒气。
Gentle words can calm anger even win back a person's heart.
特别在教会里面，我们面对主内的弟兄姐妹，更应当如此。
Especially true among brothers and sisters in our church.
为什么？
Why that?
因为他们是在主耶稣基督里的，
Because we belong to Christ.
神已经赦免了他们，
God already forgiven them.
神都不罪罪再定他们的罪了。
God does not condemn them
那
anymore.
既然神就这样恩待他们了，我们为什么还要紧紧抓住他们？
So God has treated them with such kindness. Why should we keep holding them the wrongs?
就非信徒有的时候常常会问一个问题。
The non-believer often can ask this question.
就神既然爱人，他为什么在伊甸园里面要设立一个分别善恶树呢？
So, if God loved people, why did He put the tree of good and evil in the Garden of Eden?
那同样，神既然爱世人，为什么要赐下这些律法呢？
Similarly, if God loved the world, why did He give the law?
所以保罗在这里面也同样提出这个问题。
So, Paul also asked a similar question.
他说：“这样说来，律法是为什么有的呢？”
He said, Why then was the law given at all?
他的回答说：“律法是原是为过犯添上的，
The answer is it was added because of the transgression.
要去等候那蒙应许的子孙来到。
Until the promised seeds had come.
”也就是说，律法来不是要废掉神的恩典，
This means the law was not given to cancel God's grace.
相反，他是要让人看见自己的罪，看见自己的软弱，从而自己知道自己需要救主。
So instead, it was given to help people to see their sins and see their weakness so they could know they need a savior.
从而可以讲说，可以等候那位应许中的主耶稣基督的来到。
And then wait for the promised Lord Jesus Christ come.
那保罗接着说，他说律法是借着天使进中堡来设立的。
So God, Paul says that the law was given through angels.
那我们不知道里面的具体的细节，但是我们知道律法是出乎神的一个安排。
We don't know the details, but we know the law comes from God's plan.
那不是人的这个发明。
It's not from a human
这
invention.
里讲到有个词，就是讲到一个中保这个词。
Hear the word mediator.
那最终就是让我们能够想到我们的主耶稣基督。
It's to remind us of our Lord Jesus Christ.
中保的这个工作就是要原本两个分开的两个方的一个联络起来。
His work to bring two sides together again that were separated.
但是因为我们的人呢，因为罪的原因，所以与神隔绝。
But we got separate from God because of sin.
当基督来到这个世界上的时候，就会把人带回到神的面前。
When Jesus Christ came into this world, he brought back people back to the God.
所以从这个角度来讲，律法是让人知道自己的罪。
So from this view, the law assures people their sin.
那恩典是让人得到赦免。
And grace brings forgiveness.
所以我们的这个恩慈就像是一个桥梁，
Kind of like a bridge.
是要把人从律法带到恩典，
It leads people from the law to grace,
把人的从定罪带到基督的里面。
and from condemnation to Christ.
那从这个角度来讲，首先我们可以看，把律法就看作是一面镜子。
So here the law looks like a mirror.
人对着镜子的时候，才会发现自己的样子。
So when people look into the mirror, they see what it looks like.
所以，人对着律法才可以看见自己的罪。
Similarly, when a person looks at the law, they see their sins.
那自己在要知道自己在什么地方得罪了神，
Know whether I have sinned against God.
那亏欠了别人。
They also wrong others.
那大为他在犯罪了以后，他根本原本都他没法看清自己的身上的罪。
King David did not clearly see his own problem in the beginning.
直到先知过来时，用一个比喻来责备他。
Until Prophet Nathan spoke to him and said,
他说：“你就是那个人。
He said, You are the man.
”所以大卫才忽然醒悟过来，
Then David suddenly woke up.
看见自己的罪有多么的严重，
And see how serious his sin was.
所以他在神的面前就开始认罪悔改，
So he confessed before God.
说的：“我向你犯罪， 唯独得罪了你。
He said, "Against you, you only have I sinned."
这就是律法的作用，就可以把人带到这样的光照里头。
So the social purpose of law is to bring people into this kind of light,
让我们去看见真实的自己。
so we can see our true ourselves.
但是如果一个人只是听到而不行道的话，
But if someone hears the message but does not do what it says,
那就像雅各书里面讲说，人对着镜子看见自己本来的面目，
like Jacob, James,
他
right?
看见了以后就转身离开，
And he goes away.
随即就忘记了自己的样子。
I forgot what he looks like.
就律法可以让人看见罪的一个丑陋，
The law shows people how ugly sin is,
但却不一定能够让人回转归向神。
but does not always lead them to turn back to the court.
有些人知道自己错了，却只是后悔，
Some people know they're wrong and only feel sorry,
没有真正的悔改。
but they do not truly repent.
那就像以色列的扫罗王，
It's just like a King Saul.
他明明知道自己是违背了神的命令，
He knew he had disobeyed God's command.
那又像这个卖主的这个犹大，
Also, just like a Judah.
那知道自己已经出卖了一个主耶稣。
He knew he had betrayed the Lord Jesus.
他们都有悔恨，
They both felt sorry,
但却没有真正的回到神的面前。
but they did not return to God.
因此，认识自己的罪只是第一步，
So recognizing our sin is only the first step.
更重要的去领受神的这个恩慈，来到主的面前悔改，
What's more important is to come to the Lord and truly repent because of God's kindness.
才能进到神恩典中间。
By that, we can only enter the covenant of His grace.
主耶稣他在十字架上的时候，为那些迫害的人祷告。
Lord Jesus said, pray on the cross.
他说：“父啊，赦免他们，
I said, Father, forgive them
因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
for what they do not know what they are doing.
”那后来他也是这样的去教导他的门徒，
And later he taught the same way to his disciples.
让他们要这样的祷告。
He prayed like this.
那免我们的罪。”如同我们免了人的债，
Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors.
十字架对我们来说不只是一个记号，
The cross is not just like a symbol.
那更是神恩慈最完全的一个彰显。
It's the fullness expression of God's kindness.
就是我们还是罪人的时候，与神为敌的时候，
So while we were still sinners and enemies of God,
神已经将爱赐给了我们。
God already loved us.
把他的独生子赐给我们，
And He gave us His one and only Son for us.
主耶稣他甘愿钉在十字架上，
So, and the Lord Jesus is willing to be nailed to the cross.
那头上戴的是荆棘冠冕，
He wore a crown of thorns.
身上所受的是鞭伤，
He was beaten.
肋旁是被枪刺透的，
And he was pierced.
那为的是担当我们的罪。
He does that for the purpose of bearing our sins
为了成就救恩，
and to complete our salvation.
是每次想到十字架的时候，都让我们可以看到神的何等的一个恩慈，
So the cross shows us how great God's kindness is.
也让我们知道这样的爱是可以改变我们的生命的，
It also shows us this love can truly change a person's life.
是可以让人从罪里面回转，
It can turn people away from sin.
得到复活的这个新生命。
It can give them a new life through the resurrection.
弟兄姐妹，让我们每天在生活里面来学习操练这个恩慈。
So let us learn to practice the kindness in our daily lives.
就圣经提醒我们说，污秽的言语一句都不可以出口。
So my bother reminds us, do not let any unwholesome talk come around our mouth.
只要随时说造就人的好话。
But only what's helpful for building others up.
那又告诉我们，不可以忘记行善。
It also says, do not forget to do good.
恩慈不一定要做轰轰烈烈的大事，
Kindness does not mean a really big or actions.
那很多时候是一句温柔的话，
Many times it could find in the gentle word,
一次主动的一个帮助，
in a helping hand,
那一个体谅的一个眼神。
a careful look,
那圣经就不
caringly.
停的讲说，爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
The Bible says, "Love is patient, love is kind."
愿我们在这个家里面，在教会里面与人相处的时候，都可以活出这样的生命来，
Hope we live about this kind of life in our family in the church.
也把神的爱传递给身边的人。
So we can share God's love with people around us.
这次回来的时候，我一直在回想这个信息，因为这个信息有点高了一点。那我在想说，我求神赐给我一个简单的信息，让弟兄姐妹能够接受。
I pray God give me a simple message.
那我给大
Share.
家这个三个可以带回去的操练，
So here there's a three practice we can start doing.
也就是讲到就是恩慈是在律法之前、律法之后、律法中间。
So the grace is in before and during and after law.
那假想着边上有一个人，你要去施出你的恩慈来。
If there's a people around you, please show your
第
grace.
一步是要对他说：“我真的是爱你。
The first step is to say, I truly love you.
”这是在没有认识律法之前、没有行为之前。你要施的这个恩典，
It's even before law, we show them the grace and
我
kindness.
真的是爱你，没有任何条件。
And truly love you without any other.
第二步，这是在律法之后的。
The second step after law.
你要问他有什么适合我跟你可以做的。
I can ask them anything I can do to help you.
那你要预备的是，他什么提的条件你都要去做的。
So then you have to prepare yourself to do that without any and the
这个
conditions.
是律法之后的，你明白了律法，你去爱他。
So this means everything we should do after law.
那第三个是什么？第二个是要把人从律法里面引到恩典来。
Then the third step to lead the people from the law to grace.
就是要告诉他。耶稣真的是爱你，
Then tell them Jesus love you.
因为这是一个良性的循环。你如果是第一步到第二步，你做得很实在。
So this is a cycle. If you do the first and second step correctly.
那你再给他讲耶稣爱他的时候，他也会想着说：“耶稣，你可以为我做什么？”
And then you say, just love you, they will think about something further.
我希望。这个简单的兴趣可以带回去操练。
I'd like us to practice together.
那加勒太书它可以经常被称之为叫自由之书，
So the book of Galatians is often called the book of freedom.
因为当时加勒太教会的时候，信徒他受到律法主义的这个影响，
At that time, the believer Galatian church were influenced by the legalism.
那以为遵守律法就可以才可以讨人到讨神的喜欢。
They thought that keeping the law was a way to please God.
甚至把律法看作是比神的应许更重要。
Some even treat the law as more important than God's promise.
那对此，保罗就十分坚定地说：“当乎不是这样的，
Paul says absolutely not.
律法不是要给神的应许做对，
The law is not against God's promise.
也不能代替神的这个应许。
It cannot replace His promise.
就是人能够称义，他不是靠自己的行为。”
To women rights not by what we do,
而是本乎恩也因着信，
but by grace through faith.
所以我们得救是神白白的恩典。
So our salvation is a free gift from God.
我们借着信靠主耶稣基督，而不是靠自己的努力和功劳。
We receive this grace by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, but not by our own effort or good works.
这次我回到中国的时候，就是。想一直是想回去看看母亲。
So this went back to China. So she like visits mom.
但是同时呢，我心里有一个很重的负担，
At the same time, also felt a strong burden.
希望能够把福音传给我的父母亲和我姐姐的全家。
Have to share the gospel with my parents and my sister.
所以刚刚回去的第一个礼拜的时候，一直在寻找各样的机会，能够提出传福音的来。
Then the first week, I also keep looking for chances to talk about the gospel.
但是每次想要开口的时候，心里总会有那些挣扎。
But every time I want to speak, I feel a struggle inside.
也明显的遇到各种各样的拦阻。
And also there's more a lot of barriers.
那有的时候是担心他们不愿意听，
Sometimes worry about they will not want to listen.
那有的时候是担心这个气氛不合适，
Sometimes I feel the timing was not right.
那有的时候更怕自己讲得不好。
Sometimes afraid I'm not going to see the world well.
后来我就发现，其实我心里有很多许多律法形式上的一个要求在里面。
And then realizing my heart I was carrying too many law-like expectations.
总觉得一定要找到最好的机会，说出最好的话，达到最好的效果。
I feel that I must find the best moment to see the best words and get the best results.
那结果越是这样想的时候，心里就越紧张，灵里面就失去了完全的自由。
But the more I thought that way, the more nervous I became. I actually lost the freedom in the spirit.
那后来，我就开始把这个事情完全交给神。
And later, I began to trust completely God.
当我不把传福音作为一个负担的时候，
After no longer treat the sharing gospel as a heavy burden.
而去相信神有他自己的时间和方式的时候，
But the believer God has his own timing as his own way.
所以在接下去的日子里面，我发现神自己已经在做工。
In the following days, I realized that God's already at work.
那有一天我坐在那的时候，我妈妈就主动的告诉我。
The mama told me that one day.
他说：“你看前面那个在晒麦子的那一家人，其实是信耶稣的。
The couple nearby already believing in Jesus.
”他说：“你爸爸的两个弟弟就是不太争气的，他们也是信主的。
Two ankles have also came to faith.
”所以他的挣扎说：“那个不争气的，按照你们的教导。”里面都已是平等的弟兄姐妹了，这个我不服气。
I did not call that way. That we should be same.
所以还有呢，就是我回去了以后，每次同学很多，所以聚会也很多。
And after I visit China, I also had a reunion with my classmates.
但是很神奇的是，每次一聚会，他们都会来主动来问我的信仰。
Surprisingly, they often ask about my faith.
而且经常会提到我们，哎，你们恩典堂教会怎么样？
And I also talk about our church as well.
所以我慢慢的明白，很多时候其实不需要我们刻意的去寻找这些机会，
So I realized many times I do not need to create opportunity ourselves.
因为神他早已预备了这些机会。
God already prepared them.
我需要去做的就是带着这个恩慈和温柔。
What I need to do is just simply respond with kindness and gentleness.
去回答他们提出的这些问题，
Just to answer their questions sincerely.
就把神的这个爱分享给他们，
Just to share God's love with them.
也告诉他们我们真的是爱他们，
And tell them God, we
而
love.
且问他们有什么事情我可以帮你做的，
And I ask them, well, anything we can do to
那最
help
后
you.
也不忘了告诉他们耶稣真的是爱他们，
And also don't forget to tell them Jesus loves you.
也感谢神救人的是神。
Thanks God, it's a God who saves people.
感动人心的也是神，
It's a God who touches the heart.
我们只是做一个忠心的一个见证。
We only to be faithful in our witness.
神要成就他的大事。
And God will do his own great work.
这次来回的时候，最让我得到安慰的是在我来回的这个路上，
So what I come from the most when I saw the road I traveled back here.
就是在我家这个老家的一些公路的边上。
So on the road by in my hometown,
就在一个小山坡上，有一间很小的教会。
there was a small church on the hillside.
因为上次我回去的时候，那个教会就很破落，很脏，没有人了。
So now last when I came back, the church was so looked so old.
那这次我回去的时候，看看它外面的墙就已经粉刷过，
And this year, the wall was repainted.
上面就写了三个红色的字，就是信望爱。
There are three words written on it: faith, hope, and love.
所以那个时候，我是心里就非常感动，
At that time, my heart was deeply moved.
因为我们常常去担心家人是不是可以信主，
We often worry about whether our family members believe in God.
担心我们这个去福音工作是不是有果效。
So whether the work of gospel is bearing fruit.
但是神让我看到，就说神他一直在做工，
But God shows me that He's always at work.
也许我们看不见这个全部。
We may not see anything.
但是福音的种子已经在撒下，
But the seeds of gospel are already being sown.
甚至神的教会也在那里做，
And God's church is always there.
神的见证仍然在那里。
His witness is still there.
感谢神呢，不是我们要成就什么事情，而是神亲自他的成就。
Thanks to God, it's not us who do the great things, but God Himself is carrying out His own work.
让我们一起来低头做祷告。
Let's pray together.
感谢神，
Thanks, God.
因为你是满有恩慈的神。
You are a God full of kindness.
Yeah, 你赐下阳光雨露，赐下丰富的供应，
You will give us sunlight and the rain, provide our needs.
也赐给我们生命和气息。
Give us life and breath.
感谢你今天真的是带领我们来到这里。
Thank you for bringing us here today to worship you.
呀，谢谢你，
Thank
感
you.
谢你赐给我们教会这个属灵的家。
Thank you for giving our church our special family.
我们这么可爱的弟兄姐妹能够彼此相爱。
Lovely brothers can love one each other.
啊，彼此来扶持，彼此来恩待，
Support each other and treat others with kindness.
一同来荣耀你的名。
Together bring glory to your name.
求你继续用圣灵来充满我们，
We ask that you continue to fill us with the Holy Spirit.
使我们常常来思想你的恩典，
To can remember your grace.
也让我们每天在生活里面可以结出更多恩赐的果子来。
Bear more fruit kindness in our daily lives.
也保守我们的家庭教会，
Bless our family, our church.
我们在与人相处的时候，都可以活出主耶稣的样式来，
We can live our life, Lord Jesus.
让荣耀归给天上的父。
And bring glory to you.
感谢祷告都是奉靠主耶稣圣名。
Amen.
Amen。